This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA, brought to you by our good friends at Klaus Financial. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number for Klaus Financial's offices, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. Got a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. We will explain how you can win that a little bit later in the program. I will give you a clue, though. Listen closely to today's show. You may get the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week just by listening, and we'll explain how you can win that a little bit later. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and Steve Scow from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Steve, how are you this morning?
Fantastic, Sean. Thanks again.
Thanks for coming on the show today, guys. Let's talk a little bit about some changes. And there's we've heard in the news there was a new rule passed, and it affects the industry that you guys work in. Let's talk a little bit about what this ruling is all about.
Yeah, thanks for bringing this up, Sean. This is one of those pieces of legislation that passed that really does affect our industry, and it really affects all our listeners out there. And we like to really hit these things head on. The good news today is that we're not going to detail out all three or all 1,000 pages of the new law, so you guys won't fall asleep immediately. But we want to tell you kind of the nuts and bolts of this fiduciary rule that was passed and how it's going to affect financial advisors, and then more importantly, how it's going to affect our listeners as investors. So, first of all, we just want to say this has been long coming. Regulation in our industry has been around since shortly after the Depression. So it's not that there is no regulation, but as we all know, things sometimes get out of whack. People aren't performing their duties as they should. So firms like ourselves actually welcome a fiduciary rule like this to kind of make sure that people are playing by the rules and obviously keeping their clients' interest at hand first in their mind. So the compliance for this new rule that was released just about a month and a half ago is required by April 10th of 2017. So a lot of advisors out there are listening carefully and watching what they need to change in their own practices to make sure they're compliant. Full compliance is required by January 1st, 2018. First of all, the rule is designed to ensure that investment advisors are putting their clients' interests ahead of their own when it comes to fees and investment choices. So that would seem obvious. Steve and I would say absolutely the interests of all of our clients always has to come first. But the gray area that has existed is that there's a lot of brokers out there that are commission only. And so the only way that a broker who is commissioned only gets paid is if they sell you a product. So here lies the conflict of interest. I'm sitting with you, Mr. Client, and I show you a couple different types of investments. If I happen to be commission-based, I perhaps am not going to look out for the best interests of you if I'm worried about my paycheck. And that's what's happened over time in our industry sometimes. So this rule clearly states that there can be no conflict of interest. The fees that will be paid have to be very transparent, and the client has to know that you're really putting their interests first.
Does this apply to all accounts? For example, if it's a personal account, personal retirement, individual, and the employer-sponsored ones as well?
Exactly. So both the both your 401k plans at work, your health savings accounts, in all cases, this fiduciary standard is going to have to be upheld. And again, what we're looking for is making sure that the advisor is not misleading with statements about fees and avoids the conflicts of interest. So a lot of us on this show, we like to liken things to the medical community. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you have a doctor, you go see a doctor and he says, okay, I need to put you on a medication, that's when you would go to the pharmacist. But if the doctor was the person that gave you the drugs and sold you the drugs, there would be a conflict of interest, wouldn't there? There's no separation. So we really always want to have that separation as to, I am the person being able to tell you this is what you need, this is the person that could perhaps give you the product you need, and that's how much it would cost. We just want to be very, very clear as to what you're paying in fees.
What was there previously? What does this replace, I guess, maybe the question?
Yeah, great question. So previously, although there was a fiduciary standard implied, mm-hmm. it was actually a little looser. It was called more of a suitability standard.
Okay.
So a suitability standard, as you're working with clients, required the advisor to have a reasonable basis to believe that the transaction or investment strategy was appropriate. But if I'm sitting there evaluating, how can my advisor help me the best? How expensive is this going to cost? That's where we need to see the transparency. Many times, as we've spoken on the show, a practice like ourselves is primarily fee-based, so there's no conflict. The client exactly knows how much they're going to be paid, and it's in the best interest of both parties.
Malia Cuevas and Steve Scow joining us. Money in Motion brought to you by Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number as well. We'll have our Klaus Quiz question of the week coming up a little bit later on in the program. We'll continue our conversation with Steve and Malia next here on 1310 WIBA as Money in Motion continues with Klaus Financial.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA, brought to you by Klaus Financial. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Do not forget about the website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, all one word. Telephone number for Klaus Financial offices, 442-5637. Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Steve Scow, and we are talking about some of the changes that were made, some rule changes passed by Congress that affects, of course, the industry. We talked, and Malia, you did a fine job of explaining, kind of boiling down all those 1,000 pages to what this all means. So I've got to ask, as far as the investor and the effect that it'll have, I mean, is it going to have an effect on the fees for the investor and the management of those investments?
You know, that's a great question, Sean. And in reality, our answer is short, yes, it really will have a positive effect for investors.
Mm-hmm.
It really should level the playing field so that when investors are working with an advisor and they're going through their goals and objectives and also their investment targets, they will be more confident and comfortable in knowing that the costs for that particular investment are communicated up front. And then they can make an intelligent decision, because sometimes it could be a situation where investment products or vehicles could be almost identical in nature, but in years past, maybe one paid a higher compensation, as Malia mentioned earlier, to the advisor, and the client may or may not have been aware of that. So, you know, what we see that as a big plus for people, and it actually should help even decrease the costs of investing for investors, which is another big plus. In fact, the Department of Labor, through their process, has actually estimated that they feel that investors will save up to $40 billion in fees over the next 10 years on a collective basis. So all investors have that potential with this new DOL or Department of Labor ruling that collectively they could be saving in upwards of $40 billion in fees over the next 10 years. Definitely it's huge.
Is there concern that, for example, if you're not a big investor, if you know you've got maybe a smaller account, is there concern that there may not be options out there for you, or are there going to be options for people who may have, you know, may not have huge accounts, for example?
Well, that's another good point. I mean, it could be a situation where they would probably still have options available. They mm-hmm. may be different than what they're used to. It may or may not be the traditional advisor, but you can also, you know, work with individuals such as ourselves that actually we charge fee for service or hourly billing for people where they can do the investing on their own but still obtain the planning and the financial direction help. So while they'll still have choices. They may be just different than what they are used to in the past.
I saw a note talking about how much money will be saved for investors. We're talking about pretty substantial savings, aren't we?
Yeah, and I think that is important to point out that, as Steve said, we've got different types of clients who are looking for different types of services. And if we can make sure that their interests are aligned to what their goals are, there's probably an appropriate fee strategy out them for those particular investors.
Malia Cuevas and Steve Scow joining us from Kloss Financial as part of Money in Motion. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Don't forget about the website at Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we talk about the amount of money being investors, is pretty successful. I think I saw, $40 billion in fees over the next 10 years. The question then, I think a lot of people would wonder is, will this new rule be hard on advisors?
Well, that's a good question, too, but the rule isn't really much of a change for advisors who already are currently holding themselves out to be fiduciaries. It's not really going to have a big effect on their business model. It could affect their paperwork a little bit, which we all love to do, their compliance issues. But for a firm like ourselves, we do have different divisions. We have a division where we are fee-based. We also have one that is a fee-for-service, as Steve said. So for a lot of people, a lot of practices out there, they're not going to significantly change. But for the places that are strictly commission-based, they will be making some adjustments, no doubt.
What about I hear that, you know, we've talked in past shows as well, say the word fiduciary come up quite a few times. How do you know? Is it as simple as asking, is my investment advisor a fiduciary? How do you know that?
That's a great question. And actually, yes, you can, in fact, ask the advisor if they are a fiduciary. The other thing that we always suggest is for clients and prospects that want to check out to find out if their advisor is, in fact, a fiduciary, you can go to two, actually, government websites, the first one being www.sec.gov or FINRA, which is www.finra.org. Both of those are government websites that will designate if your advisor is, in fact, a registered investment advisor, or RIA for short, in our industry, and that would be one of the areas.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with this new Department of Labor regulation going into 2018 and beyond, everybody's pretty much going to be required to be a fiduciary and practice on that basis. So it levels the playing field, which is a plus for clients.
And so those two websites, again, SEC.gov and FINRA.org, that's FINRA.org, and you can look and see if your advisor is a registered investment advisor. And Steve, you described RIA as for short there. Let's talk about when you're selecting someone then who's being paid, what should you be looking for? I mean, what are some of the criteria there?
Well, obviously, we're always...
No.
Go ahead, Steve.
No, go right ahead, Malia. That's fine.
We're always, as an investor, we're always looking for someone who we can trust,
mm-hmm.
no doubt. And ultimately, you're saying to that person, hey, this is where I want to head in retirement. How can I get there? So you have to establish that trust. But beyond that, what do we want you to do? We want you to check out the person, find out if there's any litigation against them, which FINRA.org will provide for you. Find out if there's any slaps on the firm, because you want to know inherently who are you dealing with. And I think when you have a couple conversations with your advisor, if they're being very transparent about fees, they're able to show you the firm's information on how they handle fees, you're probably going to have a fine relationship. But this is really just a buyer's beware. Make sure you do your due diligence as well, and I think everybody will be just fine.
Is this something, too, that you want to get something in writing as well? When you're I personally, mm-hmm. I would say yes, but it sounds like, Malia, you would agree that when you're sitting down, getting to know your fiduciary and, of course, did all the proper checks and did all that stuff, there should be some type of, in writing, some type of,
correct.
I don't know if you want to call it a contract. Is that what you're looking for?
Yep. Yeah,
absolutely.
It would definitely be something written that, mm-hmm. that you would receive as a client. And if you're meeting with an advisor that is asking for information about yourself, that would be important. If they don't ask anything about your goals and your financial background, then they're not hitting the mark either, because we still need to know, quote, who our clients are, just like our clients need to know who we are. So both, it's really a two-way relationship. We want to make sure we're offering suitable investments, mm-hmm. but as we're talking about with this rule, we want to make sure there's no conflicts of interest. And you're very well aware of what the fees are or aren't, and that's what we want all of our clients to experience.
Malia Cuevas and Steve Scow joining us from Kloss Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Coming up in just about a minute from now, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card to Cracker Barrel. And again, if you've been paying attention to today's show, you probably already know the answer. We'll explain how you can win that in just a moment. In the meantime, and let's really quickly, Malia, let's talk a little bit about Kloss Financial, and as we're talking about these things, I know we've touched on a bit of what you guys offer at Kloss Financial, but let's really highlight for people who are looking for financial advisors and looking to plan for their retirement, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do at Kloss Financial.
Absolutely. Well, so as a firm, we've been actually, 40 years. This is our 40th anniversary this year, we're happy to say, with locations both in Madison and the State Line area. Our objective is for people to come in, no cost the first time they come in, to sit down with us and kind of start laying out the pieces. What is my future retirement going to look like? This is what I have. And how can I put things in place to make sure I reach my ultimate goals? So, you know, as you said many times, Sean, with us, there's no better time to start than today. We can't change what happened yesterday, but if we have a 5-year, 10-year window before retirement, we usually can give you a lot of great guidance as to how you're going to be able to accelerate to get closer to your goals and ultimately retire, which is kind of the goal here, so we can enjoy more nice summer days like we've been having.
Yes, the comfortable retirement is definitely important. And Malia, you pointed out something I think which is a big, and I know CJ describes it as a kick of the tires, but that first meeting, that first get together, doesn't cost you anything. There's no cost involved, and it's a great opportunity to really just get to know each other. And of course, telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number, because it is time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It's going to work like this. In just a moment, I will ask you this week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial offices at 442-5637. The first caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for the Cracker Barrel. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How much money does the Department of Labor estimate that the new fiduciary ruling will save investors in fees over the next 10 years? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. That's also Kloss Financial's offices. To set up an appointment, you can give them a call. Website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Malia, Steve, great work. Nice talking to you guys. Look forward to doing it again very, very soon.
Thanks, Sean.
This
is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.